After recounting all of the results from more than 2,800 polling stations, Gabon's constitutional court confirmed the election of the son of the country's longtime leader, Omar Bongo.
Ali Bongo Ondimba, 141,605 voix, soit 41.79%.
Court President Marie-Madeleine Mboronsuo announced the results on state television late Monday. She said Ali Ben Bongo won more votes than any of his opponents, so his election as President of the Republic of Gabon is confirmed. Former Interior Minister André Mba Obame and opposition leader Pierre Mambundu each finished with about 25% of the vote. Results from two polling stations were annulled. In validating Mr. Bongo's win, the court rejected an electoral challenge by Obame, Mambundu, and seven other opposition candidates who accused electoral officials of massive fraud to benefit Mr. Bongo, who ran as the candidate of the ruling party established by his father. The court's decision now clears the way for the president-elect's inauguration. Mr. Bongo ran the best-financed campaign and was considered the front-runner since his father's death in June after 42 years in power. While awaiting the court's decision, the former defense minister toured Central Africa, meeting with heads of state. Former colonial power France has welcomed his election, saying the vote took place under acceptable conditions. Most electoral observers agree the vote was generally fair. Despite irregularities that included security forces at polling stations, some ballot boxes not being properly sealed, and the absence of opposition representatives during some vote counting. When Mr. Bongo was first announced the winner following August's vote, police dispersed opposition demonstrators in the capital with tear gas. Protesters in Port-Gentil burned the French consulate and attacked offices of French and American oil firms. Police say three people were killed in that violence. Human rights groups say at least 15 people were killed by security forces. Interim President Rose Francine Rogombe says an investigation is underway to determine who's responsible for that violence. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.